Chair, we thank the Human Rights Council for convening the social forum on a timely and topical theme at this trying time. We appreciate the distinguished speakers and panelists for their insightful deliberations. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated the fragility of our world. We have seen the unprecedented global health crisis leading to the free fall of economies. We could have fought the pandemic better if we were on track to meet the SDGs. Even before the pandemic, developing countries were grappling with interlinked social, environmental, and development challenges. The COVID-19 has aggravated those. International cooperation and solidarity lie at the heart of the 2030 agenda and our fight against the pandemic. Having said that, I have the following points to make. First, equitable and affordable access to vaccines is a right of all people. We must do away with vaccine divide and vaccine nationalism. Second, developing states must be supported and allowed to use their potential to produce COVID-19 vaccines. Transfer of vaccine technologies and formula is an immediate necessity to ensure vaccine equity. Third, developed countries must step up fruitful support to the efforts of the developing countries, particularly in the building for a sustainable recovery. And fourth, the pandemic has severely disrupted the education system in developing countries, challenging the implementation of the SDG 4. We need a global plan to prioritize education recovery by investing in digital tools and services, internet access, and teachers' capacity building.